Annapolis's new mayor took office yesterday following a swearing-in ceremony that featured the national anthem, Bible Belt spirituals, and a dance performance of the James Brown tune, Sex Machine. WYPR's Karen Hostler was there, tapping her toes, and brings us this report. Karen, Annapolis is a 300-year-old colonial city. Is it actually getting hip?
Maybe. Or maybe it's just being encouraged by the new mayor to show its true self. Gavin Buckley is an entrepreneur who grew up in Australia, but came to Annapolis as a young man to strike his fortune. It worked. He not only scored in the local restaurant business, but is taking the lead on social reforms. Perhaps chief among his goals is uniting a city that often seems divided along racial and economic lines. He explained that during an interview yesterday.
We have a tale of two cities, and I'm hoping to bridge that gap.
Buckley, a Democrat, a political novice, won a decisive victory over Republican Mayor Mike Pantelides, who served for the last 4 years and is still well-regarded in Annapolis. What factors were at play there?
Buckley is quick to admit that he benefited from the largely hostile reaction in left-leaning Annapolis to President Trump. Here's what he said yesterday.
I'd have to say that I definitely rode that wave. I didn't talk about Trump on the election at all, but I think people wanted to be heard in this election.
He also contended that local voters who haven't shown up at the polls in recent years are now lamenting the consequences of their inaction. But Buckley's larger message addresses what he calls the fundamental and destructive unfairness of the haves and the have-nots. He explains it this way.
This theme is about one Annapolis. My kids go to public school. It is a moral imperative that we stop our public school system reflecting the prison system. We have white supremacy on the rise nationally. We see MS-13 rearing its head. We have disenfranchised youth. We have to get involved.
Buckley, 54, is credited with the transformation of a once seedy downtown thoroughfare into a thriving arts district. Yesterday's ceremony was held on the first block of West Street, where Buckley made his mark. Guess we'll see how well that turns out.
Karen Hostler reports on Annapolis Matters and other things for WYPR and was at the swearing-in ceremony for new Annapolis Mayor Gavin Buckley yesterday. Karen, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.